Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 65 rainy degrees in Richland Center right now. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy and humid. 40% chance of showers in the afternoon, high of 81. Well, we got some showers this morning. I guess we're ahead of schedule. In the news, the Richland County Fair will be held tomorrow through Sunday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tomorrow will be livestock entry day. Thursday, there will be animal shows throughout the day. Friday's events include life-size balloon creations at 4 o'clock and the Southwest Pullers tractor pull at 6:30. Saturday is Children's Day. Events include kids in agriculture activities at 9 o'clock, life-size balloon creations at 11, a pedal pull at 3 o'clock, the meat animal sale at 5 o'clock, and the demolition derby will be at 7 o'clock. Sunday at 11 will be the Little Britches Showmanship Contest. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway Rides will be held Thursday through Sunday. All weekend, you can view animals, tour exhibits, enjoy delicious food, and more. Gate prices Friday and Saturday, $5. Thursday and Sunday is free. You can find a full schedule of events at richlandcountywi.gov or on the Richland County Fairgrounds Facebook page. With that, volunteers ages 18 and over are needed to man the gates at the Richland County Fair. Please contact Lyrica Marks at lyrica.marks@co.richland.wi if you can help. Even 1 hour helps. The gates are the top priority, but volunteers are also needed for grandstand security, garbage patrol, and vendor assistance. The Richland Center Redevelopment Authority is scheduled to hold a meeting tonight at 5:30. The gathering takes place in the council chambers of the municipal building. Members will conduct an election of officers, review and approve the meeting minutes from March 25th, and receive the latest treasurer's report detailing the authority's financial status. Substantive discussion and possible action items on the open agenda focus on key community development matters. The board is slated to consider a proposal submitted by Bedward Properties. Later in the proceedings, the board plans to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, Chapter 1E. This closed session will allow members to deliberate and negotiate competitive or bargaining strategy concerning the investment of public funds and the potential sale of the RDA property at 300 West Union Street and 300 North Orange Street. Following those discussions, the authority will reconvene into open session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, Chapter 2, to consider and take any appropriate public action on the matters deliberated during the closed portion of the meeting. In a heartfelt demonstration of community support, local resident Lori Bradley has donated more than $1,100 worth of stuffed toys to the Richland Hospital Emergency Department to provide comfort and reassurance to patients. Bradley, who lives just north of Ithaca, purchased the toys from Richland Center business, The Robin's Nest, to help bring smiles to patients during difficult moments. Bradley's lifelong commitment to children guided her generous decision. Having worked as a 4-year-old kindergarten assistant in Weston, Ithaca, and Richland Center, Lincoln, she knew firsthand who would benefit most from the comforting toys. When the owners of the Robin's Nest, Diana Janicek and Lindsay Swenson, sought to downsize their inventory, Bradley purchased all of their stuffed animals, surprising the owners with her immediate and clear vision for their use. The stuffed toys will be distributed to children and other patients navigating stressful or uncertain hospital visits. Hospital leaders expressed deep appreciation for the contribution, emphasizing the powerful community spirit it represents. Linda Tyler Doudna, RN and director of the emergency department, praised Bradley's generosity, noting that such comfort and compassion are vital to creating a reassuring and supportive care experience for patients and families alike. Wisconsin's autumn color season is shaping up to be highly variable this year due to contrasting weather patterns across the state. In the northern regions, dry conditions are expected to result in an earlier and somewhat muted display of fall foliage. Meanwhile, in the southern half of the state, somewhat dry soil and unseasonably warm conditions are likely to delay the emergence of peak colors. Typically, peak fall colors arrive in the picturesque driftless region in late October, though sudden heavy rain and high winds can rapidly change the progression. For those looking to plan their foliage tours, explorefall.com offers real-time tracking of autumn colors across Wisconsin and the entire continental United States. A newly implemented program equipping Iowa County Sheriff's deputies with epinephrine auto-injectors has already saved a life just 6 weeks after the medical devices were placed in service. On the afternoon of September 6, the Iowa County Communications Center received an urgent 911 call reporting that an individual was experiencing a severe allergic reaction following a bee sting. Although initial reports indicated the patient had hives, her condition deteriorated rapidly within minutes, developing into life-threatening symptoms including severe chest pressure, loss of vision, and extreme difficulty breathing and swallowing. An Iowa County Sheriff's deputy was among the first emergency responders on the scene and immediately administered an initial dose of epinephrine using a newly issued squad EpiPen. First responders from Highland EMS arrived shortly thereafter to continue emergency treatment and administered a second dose of epinephrine. Due to the critical nature of the allergic reaction, UW Health MedFlight was requested to transport the patient to a hospital in Madison for advanced care. Sheriff Michael Peterson confirmed that the patient has since been discharged and is recovering at home. Peterson credited the rapid response and the availability of the epinephrine auto-injectors with preventing a tragic outcome, noting that deputies are frequently the first to arrive at medical emergencies in rural areas where every minute counts. The life-saving equipment was supplied to the sheriff's office through a donation from the Andrew Muller Memorial Foundation, which enabled the agency to equip deputies, detectives, and leadership personnel starting July 25th. The emergency response involved coordinated efforts across multiple agencies, including the Iowa County 911 Communications Center, the Avoca Police Department, Highland EMS, and UW Health MedFlight. A single-vehicle motorcycle crash Saturday night in the city of Arcadia has left one person dead. According to the Trempealeau County Dispatch, emergency responders were called to the intersection of East Main Street and Washington Street at approximately 11:33 p.m. September 6th. Investigators determined that a motorcycle was traveling eastbound on Main Street when the driver lost control and struck a utility pole. The driver was transported by Arcadia Ambulance to Tri-County Gunderson Hospital in Whitehall, where they were later pronounced deceased. The identity of the driver is not being released at this time. The investigation is ongoing, and authorities have indicated that both speed and alcohol are believed to be contributing factors in the crash. The Arcadia Police Department was assisted at the scene by Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, Arcadia Ambulance, Arcadia Glencoe Ambulance, and Amplify by Gunderson MedFlight. A Saturday night canoe outing on the Yahara River led to a coordinated water rescue after a boater became disoriented and stranded in a nearby marsh. The DeForest Windsor Fire Department was dispatched at approximately 8:15 p.m. Saturday following reports of the lost canoer. Utilizing a drone equipped with a thermal imaging camera, search crews successfully located the individual approximately a quarter of a mile south of the reporting address. The rescue proved challenging due to difficult river conditions, although mutual aid was requested and two airboats attempted to assist. The state of the river prevented the boats from reaching the stranded individual. Consequently, rescue crews had to proceed on foot through the marshy terrain. At approximately 10:15 p.m., 2 hours after the initial call, crews reached the individual on foot. Rescuers successfully escorted the patient out of the marsh and turned them over to emergency medical services for evaluation. No injuries were reported in connection with the incident. Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markwine is encouraging citizens across the state to utilize absentee voting to ensure their voices are heard in the upcoming fall election. Highlighting the unpredictable nature of Election Day, Senator Markwine pointed out that unexpected events such as sudden travel, family illnesses, or urgent work obligations like farming can prevent registered voters from reaching the polls on time. By requesting and completing an and completing an absentee ballot early. Voters can guarantee their participation regardless of unforeseen circumstances. According to state guidelines, municipal clerks must mail out absentee ballots to voters with valid requests on file by Thursday, September 17th. Voters receiving these ballots are reminded to complete them, obtain a required witness signature, and return them promptly to their local clerk. In addition to mail-in options, in-person absentee voting is scheduled to begin October 20th. Voting schedules and locations vary by municipality, so residents are advised to consult their local election officials for specific community hours. Further details on registration and absentee requests are available on the official My Vote Wisconsin website. The Driftless Area Art Festival is returning to Buford T. Anderson Park in Soldiers Grove for an exciting weekend of art, food, and live entertainment. Scheduled for Saturday, September 19th from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Sunday, September 20th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. This beloved community event is free to attend with complimentary parking available for all visitors. The festival grounds will feature a wide array of amenities to ensure a comfortable experience, including on-site ATMs near the entertainment tent and Flavor Alley, as well as complimentary Wi-Fi throughout the park, generously provided by the Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative. To maintain safety and comfort, only service animals are permitted within the festival boundaries, though a dedicated area just outside the grounds is available for leashed pets.